Mike, you gave up.
We're NXY looking for directions to field day site.
Mike, if I WLL, what plane coming in from?
GPS brought me to what it thought was the place, but I didn't see nothing but woods, and I wound up down at some little church down here at the other end of the road at about 9:40.
Again, to go back towards, like you're going back towards Locust Hill, and then if you do that, it should be right before you hit the curve to Old Boswell. It should be on the right-hand side, there's going to be like an iron gate you see go up the hill, and you might be able to see an antenna tower sticking up on top of the hill.
I'm going to head back that way, KF4NXY.
Well, Winterfield, I
think. KI5WLL, I heard, KD2BG.
KI5WLL.
WLL, okay, got it. This is KD2BNG, your name here is Glenn. How you doing?
Just getting set up for field day here. How are you this afternoon?
Oh yeah, I heard mention of field day. Where's it at?
449 Mush Creek Road, Northern Greenville County, off of 290.
Like all day or all day into the next day? Last time I participated in a field day, it was like, I mean, you could have sat there 24 hours if you wanted to.
The same rules. It looks like the field day in June, it goes 24 hours. It starts at 1400 Eastern, ends at 1400 Eastern tomorrow.
I remember. I think I stayed 2 hours, and okay. Yeah, I've had enough. Anything more than a couple hours almost seems like work.
That's right. Anyways, I was just testing this 2-meter rig, make sure it's working, and it seems to be. Now I got to go to another radio to start setting it up.
Whatever that is, it sounds good on 2 meters. It's got full quieting, it's got good audio, so you're not going to do very much better.
Yaesu, FTM 7250 Delta, it's on, currently on a 12-volt battery right now, on a DC battery.
I think. Yeah, usually I run these off a battery. I have a little solar panel on the roof charging, you know, little battery going to these two or three radios here. Right now I'm looking for a battery. I gotta replace the battery. The solar panel is sitting there doing nothing.
Okay. Well, whichever way you're doing it now sounds pretty good into the repeater right now. The battery you typically use, but whatever you're using now is working pretty good for you.
Watts or 45 watts. Let me try it. Here's the 5-watt position. This is one of those commercial radios. It only has 5 watts or 50 watts.
5 watts has a little bit of static into it, but you're perfectly readable.
Yes, then. And this repeater is actually quite a ways from me. It's a good 40 miles, 45 miles.
Up on WYFF News 4 Tower. It's up at the 350 mark on the tower. And it runs only about 25 watts, but it's a good long-range repeater. You can get into it just about anywhere you want to, within reason. Over.
Miles from the one on Mount Mitchell, I can get into that one, too. Maybe not at this power level. Yeah, you got one or two really good repeaters around here.
We do have several good repeaters in the area. Mount Mitchell's a good one. It's not as easy for me to get into from certain places, but I can hit it within reason if I bump the power levels. But we got 610's a good one, and you got one down in Anderson County that's a decent one, and then one over in Greer.
I have most or all of them programmed in here. I'll have to bring up the file and check. Copper tubing cable, which isn't even sitting outside. It's in the corner of the room, sitting against the wall. So if I mounted this antenna properly, it would probably be even better.
That one's inside the house. That's doing a great job for you. if you could get it up maybe a little bit higher and outside, it would you'd be great.
It's going to be a lot bigger. I might actually make a J-pole, covered J-pole for 10 meters. That way I got 10 meters, and I mostly sort of have 2 meters. But, yeah, take all these dimensions and scale them up quite a bit, and then put that on the roof, and I'll have a good antenna.
Go ahead, contact K5WLM.
Yes, sir, I'm having no luck finding y'all.
No.
Mailbox. I see a path going up a hill to my left.
Okay. Do you see? Is there a gate, iron gate on that path?
And then up the hill, they had the little road that had the iron gate, and I didn't see nobody.
Roger. If you go up the road with the iron gate, it'll turn into a gravel road, kind of plateau out, and it'll be a asphalt road going up the hill. But once you get up towards the top of the hill, you should see about a 50-foot antenna tower, and that's where we're going to be located.
Well, I think I went up the road with the wrong iron gate. I've seen about 6 iron gates on this road so far.
Okay, we'll see what we can do to get that remedy to get you in here.
Well, I'm down here on the main road, and I like to say where my GPS brought me, there was nothing but woods.
Bye.
KO4PXB.
PXB, KO4NXY.
It's KO4PXB. All right, I am on Mush Creek Road, and I passed the, according to my GPS, where it said 449 Mush Creek. So, yeah, I'm looking for a little bit further direction from there.
I am too. I'm down here, in somebody's driveway at 83 Mush Creek.
Well, all right, I'm coming down the hill now. I'll be on the roadside in a black pickup truck, and I'll have the hazards on.
And I'll be back down to the main drag in just a minute. For NXY. Black pickup truck, and where are you at now?
100 blocks.
At a stop sign that says Mush Creek Road, and I went into a road that said dead end, and I went to the dead end.
Which way were you coming?
I come back from the church and came back past the area that my GPS said that it was, and then I made a right and went down some other road, and it was the wrong road. So anyway, I'm looking at a mobile home with a mailbox that says 670 on it.
Or come back down towards... Go back towards Locust Hill.
Well, see, that's it. I have no idea where I'm at. I've never been up in here in my life, so I don't know, you know, anything. Where is Locust Hill?
Locust Hill is Highway 290. If you came... Which way were you coming from originally? What road did you come off of to get to Mush Creek?
I come up here on Highway 25 through Traveler's Rest, turned off onto some little side road that kind of bent off to the right. And yeah, I think my GPS has lost the satellites because it's just saying Mush Creek Road ahead, and it's just not updating.
Okay, when you came in, did you remember seeing Boswell or Old Boswell Road? Any roads that your GPS might be seeing other than Mush Creek?
I'm just on this little road that it originally said was Mush Creek Road, and I don't know. It could be like parts of Greenville where you got two or three roads. Ah, I think I might see you. You got flashing lights.
I do. You in a white vehicle?
Yes, sir. I got you.
All right, turn right at this driveway here. Come up. You're coming up on. Turn right. Go through that metal gate and straight on up the hill.
Thank you very much.
KO4PXB.
WLS.
4PXB. I was at the end of Old Boswell Road. That's what I'm on right now. I turned around.
Boswell and Mush Creek, go to your left.
Like I said, when I get to the end of Old Boswell, I'll go back to the left. It's KO4PXB. I am now back on Mush Creek Road.
You should see me. I'm in the curve. Black pickup truck, yellow lights.
Roger, I see it. I'm right beside you now.